This Thursday morning is the day that the Food and Drug Administration is considering whether to warn you about possibly risky medication. There is a possible link between epilepsy drugs and suicidal thoughts and actions. In January, the FDA warned doctors about this. As with antidepressants, the relationship between epilepsy drugs and suicide may be difficult to establish, and already the FDA is getting pushback on its proposed warning. We have more this morning from NPR's Joanne Silberner.
You might think that Ginny Miller, of all people, would want beefed-up warnings about a possible risk of suicidal thoughts and actions associated with epilepsy drugs. Her son Sam, who has been on the drugs for several years, tried to kill himself a year and a half ago. Miller talks to a lot of patients and parents through a listserv. She says many were scared off by a warning issued to doctors in January.
If you read the warnings on all these epilepsy medications, they scare you to death just reading the warnings that are already on there. I think people will be more scared than they need to be.
And avoid the drugs and risk the accidents or even brain damage that can accompany seizures. The FDA is asking an advisory committee to consider evidence of an 80% increase in the risk of suicidal thoughts or actions. Put another way, the FDA says 4 of every 1,000 people on epilepsy drugs say they feel suicidal or have tried to kill themselves. But neurologist Alan Ettinger is concerned. He's on the board of the Epilepsy Foundation, an interest group for people with epilepsy. He also has research grants from drug manufacturers to study epilepsy drugs.
The Epilepsy Foundation and many of us in the field of epileptology believe this is a premature move to make.
The American Academy of Neurology agrees. The problem, as with the antidepressants, is that all the FDA has to work with are studies done years ago, and patients weren't directly asked about suicidal thoughts or actions. Kelly Posner of Columbia University set up the system the agency used to analyze the data.
There are limitations to how much you can interpret from it. Specifically, it doesn't necessarily tell us that this is a causal link.
Still, the findings of a link between epilepsy drugs and suicidal thoughts and actions are statistically significant, and the FDA can only act on the information it has now. The FDA does have supporters on this, even longtime critic Sid Wolf. He's director of Health Research Group, a part of Public Citizen.
Patients are very interested in understanding and very interested in being able to use drugs that they need to use as safely as possible, as opposed to being kept in the dark and then all of a sudden some tragedy befalls them. And you sort of say, well, if they had known, they would have paid attention to the early warning signals.
Complicating the question is the incidence of depression in people with epilepsy, about 30% to 50%. Depression itself can lead to suicide. Neurologist Alan Ettinger says that even though he opposes the warning, something good could come out of it.
I'm hoping that this will at least inspire clinicians to spend the necessary time that's needed to query their patients about potential depression and anxiety that many individuals are suffering from and may be disinclined to spontaneously tell their doctors.
Ettinger says neurology researchers are discussing ways to determine whether these drugs really do promote suicidal thoughts or actions, but a clear answer is years away. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.